Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington County Public Health Nurse Lynn Fisher about pertussis, also known as whooping cough.
We've heard about pertussis cases showing up in Iowa just within the last week or so. Is this common for this time of year?
Yes, it is. Pertussis typically happens in the spring, and we actually had a few cases in February, which was a little early spring, I would say. But it is common around this time. March is typically what I think of pertussis.
And can you explain what pertussis is or what it might commonly be known as?
Mm-hmm, right. It's called whooping cough, commonly. It used to be called the 100-day cough because people typically cough for 100 days, just over 3 months of a cough.
Sounds awful.
Yes, I think it would be. It's a bacteria, and it settles in the lungs. You pick it up through droplets in the air, so from other people's coughing or sneezing, you breathe in those droplets, and then it settles in the lungs, and that pertussis bacteria actually creates a toxin, makes really thick mucus, and that mucus is hard to move. It's hard to move out of the body. So coughing, violent coughing, as you're trying to get that mucus out, is a very common symptom.
And what treatment is there if you do get whooping cough?
Yes, there is an antibiotic a person can take for 5 days. And because it is contagious, a contagious disease, people stay home for that 5 days while they're on antibiotic. They can't go to school or work. And sometimes small children do have to go into the hospital, especially under 2 years old, sometimes need oxygen, sometimes need IV therapy, IV support as well.
You just don't have the strength to cough.
Right, and you cough and cough. And I've seen videos of this where the child just coughs until they can hardly breathe. And they do actually start to turn blue. And then when they are able to finally take that breath, it's sort of a whoop kind of a sound, which is very characteristic and why it's called whooping cough, because when they finally catch that breath, it's a whoop sound.
And what is the best way to avoid getting pertussis?
Mm-hmm. Well, there is a vaccine for pertussis, DTaP for children, which is diphtheria, tetanus, and acellular pertussis. And so children are receiving that as their infants and then kindergarten, and a booster shot at 11 years old now. Adults get Tdap, just a little switch up in the letters. So there is a vaccine to prevent it. Also, we have people stay home when they have whooping cough. The physicians in our communities are great for encouraging and informing people to stay home while they're on antibiotic therapy. And so that isolates the bacteria as well. And then, of course, washing your hands when you're out and about in the public can help protect you.
And if you have the DTaP as a child, do you need the Tdap as an adult?
Yes, uh-huh. The booster shot is at 11 years old. And then every 10 years, a person gets a tetanus booster shot. But it is recommended for adults one time in adulthood to get that Tdap, because that immunity starts to decline. And so a person does need a booster of that one time in adulthood, the Tdap.
As somebody who's expecting a baby, I've heard that those who expect to be around an infant should also get that booster.
That's exactly right. Family members should check their vaccine status to make sure they're up to date on their Tdap. Sometimes there was a little bit of confusion that people came in and they thought they had to get the vaccine. Well, if they've had their Tdap recently, they don't have to get it again. But it is important to try to protect all the family that will be welcoming the new baby, so they are protected against whooping cough. That's where most children get whooping cough. Studies have shown is that they get it from family members.
Interesting.
Yes, it is. So yes, that was a new recommendation that came out several years ago. Really important to cocoon. That's the word that's used in the medical field, to cocoon the baby with protection from pertussis.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Public Health Nurse Lynn Fisher speaking about pertussis. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.